to Learning by Proxy with Vivek Srinivasan. Western lawmakers want Google and Facebook to pay media organizations each time a user clicks a media link on their websites. This is what is being referred to as link tax, and that's what I'm going to be talking about this week. On the 12th of March, 1989, Sir Timothy John Berners-Lee created the World Wide Web. He created the Hypertext Transfer Protocol at CERN, and that laid the foundation for the World Wide Web. When he came up with the HTTP, his idea was that every link that links to another page should be compensated in some way. And he was imagining a kind of micropayment network much before cryptocurrency sort of came about. The World Wide Web was accessible to everybody, and there was an American who sort of trampled over this idea completely. His name was Mark Andreessen. He created a software called Mosaic, which we today refer to as web browsers. Mosaic opened up the internet to everybody that wanted to access it. And in no small part did it play a very crucial role in making sure that internet grew as fast as it did. Imagine if every single link you had to click on had to result in a payment. Would you be surfing the internet as much as you surf today? Would you be going through as much content as you go through today? It was the creation of the web browser that made the internet what it is today and has many rags to riches stories associated with it. In fact, just to research for this particular article, I would have probably clicked through more than 100 links, and many of them were probably avoidable. You know, it was just for my curiosity's sake that I went down those rabbit holes. But if I had to pay for each one of those clicks, I probably would not have. Over the past 5 years, news organizations have been lobbying governments across the world to make it a law where Google and Facebook are required to give a percentage of their income to the news organizations in order to compensate them for the value that they provide to Google and Facebook. Their contention is that without news links being on Google and Facebook, fewer users would visit these sites and therefore would make their platforms less valuable. Before we go into that, you have to just understand a little bit about what's happening with news media. The advertising income that news media generates is probably 90% of their business, and that peaked back in 2008 when the financial crisis started. Advertising was cut down, and that decline just never did stop because advertisers found more efficient ways to target very specific customers. So where it was at about $50 billion back in 2008, today it's estimated that advertising through news media would be at about $10 billion. And what has happened is a huge chunk of this has gone towards Google and Facebook, because on newspapers, if you are to put up an ad, it's more like a spaghetti on the wall approach. You are just putting an ad out there for everybody to see and hoping that the relevant people will see it and come and purchase your product. But with Google or Facebook, it becomes possible to target very specific users by PIN code, by user preferences, by behavior, etc. And what has also happened at the same time is that these news organizations have become heavily dependent on political advertising in order to keep their businesses going, which is why you see news becoming so heavily polarized, because more than 20% of their income today is coming out of political advertising. So that has caused them to really pause and think about, hey, where is growth going to come for our organizations? And, you know, obviously they are going back and looking at the guys who stole their lunch. Now, the thought about going after Google and Facebook is not new. It actually originated in 2014 when Axel Springer, a German media organization, actually put forward this idea that Google and Facebook were benefiting from Axel Springer's content. And so what they did was they went ahead and blocked Google and Facebook from being able to fetch any of their links. What happened thereafter was really funny because Axel Springer lost a huge amount of traffic volume to their websites. They were the ones that were suffering, not Google and Facebook. And very quickly they backtracked on that idea. Now, this laid the foundation for this germ of a theory to grow into a monster, which is that Google and Facebook are actually robbing the media organizations. And EU has been having skirmishes with the two companies. You have Australia, Canada, UK, who've all been going after them in different ways. My problem fundamentally is singling out these two companies and doing this thing where you're trying to subsidize an entire industry with the income of two companies. News gathering organizations are important. They play a very important role in society. They help us understand what is happening and they provide us perspective. But if you want to make sure that you're subsidizing them, if you want to make sure they survive, you have to do that in the right manner. You know, tax the rich, you know, tax everybody or whatever, allocate an entire portion of the tax income of the country towards news organizations. But doing this thing where you're trying to just tax two companies and trying to frame this as a competition issue is just completely wrong. In fact, I cannot believe that I'm siding with Google and Facebook, but that's how stupid this is. And in that stupid Olympics, Australia took gold and they passed a law in 2021 which ensured that Google and Facebook were required to pay news organizations in Australia for the income that they were generating out of links that were news related. And initially, both of the companies resisted heavily. They, in fact, barred all of the news organizations from their site, took off all of their links. But what happened was, for some reason, they actually went ahead and cut deals with these organizations. They must have thought it's a small country, it's back and beyond, you know, we don't really need to bother about them, we don't need this nuisance, it will go away or whatever. But they made this terrible call where they went ahead and they started cutting deals with individual news organizations. The worst part is it was done with absolutely no transparencies. There were news organizations that would have qualified who did not get a deal with Google and Facebook. And the larger ones, which probably had more money to lobby and were more of a pain in the ass, actually got deals done with both of the companies. And they thought it was the end of that. But this year, Canada went ahead with a similar law which stated that, you know, Google and Facebook would be responsible for paying news organizations for the links that they put up. This law came to be called the link tax because these two organizations were now required to pay for the links that were on their sites. And, you know, the irony is that they make money by putting links on their website. That is their whole business model. So the Canadian Parliament passed a law that would require technology companies to pay domestic news outlets for linking to their articles. And this time it was too close for comfort. Both Google and Meta have basically gone ahead and blocked all of the news organizations from their sites. They've just taken off their links because it's the only way to actually comply with the law. And something like this happening in Canada means it can very easily cross the border into United States, which is a huge source of their income. And so far as news organizations are concerned, they are salivating at the possibility of doing this because they have been losing money hand over fist, and for them this is a huge opportunity to actually dip into the coffers of Google and Meta and take some money out of there. And this time both of them have decided they are going to play hardball. Now, unfortunately, this whole thing happened at a time when the forest fires in Canada are burning uncontrollably. And if you've seen what happened with Lahaina, the thing with fires is that when they take off, they can actually take off very quickly and they can burn down an entire town. And at such times, people are actually dependent on social media to get the right news. and they want news from a trusted source, which is news organizations, but those links cannot be shared anymore. So many of them are completely in the dark about what is happening next door, and they just have to, you know, depend on government officials and actually call and find out about what is happening. There's just no other way around it. Now, since Meta blocked, it's been a month since they started blocking these links, and what they have seen is that there's been no difference in the traffic that the company is getting. Whereas, obviously, the traffic that goes to the news organizations would have probably created as a result of that. And that's where this whole link tax story stands. I think what will happen is, if Meta and Google hold their positions in Canada and they manage to have this law reversed, they'll probably go back to Australia and undo all of the damage that they have done by cutting the deals. They definitely will not want this to become a global tax that is charged on them by all media organizations. We'll see what comes. Only time will tell. That brings me to the end of this particular episode. I'll bring you another one pretty soon. Till then, goodbye.